for another episode?
Who's ready for another episode of the Bombastic Podcast?
I am.
I know I am.
Thanks. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Okay, there you are.
You can hear me?
I can hear you, and I am on the earbuds.
I have the mini microphone in my hand.
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good. Although, one of the last episodes that I heard, it was really, really low.
Yeah, it was because we were in the car, and Babak and Kelly had a microphone, and then I didn't. And I thought I'd be able to record like I used to do with the phone.
Uh-huh.
So, but it didn't really work out. So I just sent it to other people in case they want to join. Because I don't know if he's coming on.
And you got fan questions or listener questions?
Yeah, but it's like it works with like the three of us.
Yeah.
Irma's asking if I'm drunk because I'm asking her to join right now.
Is that a habit you have of being drunk and trying to invite people to podcast?
No. I'm not drunk, but Irma, and anytime I do something. That's what she. Oh, she's like, are you already talking to Dave? Yes, just join.
Did you send it to Chavo?
No, should I? He has a question for us.
Okay, well, good. Send it to him. That way he can be on.
Okay, I'll send it. Okay.
Or he could just join with his wife.
It's like, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Oh, well.
Send
it to him anyway.
Everyone's going to think I'm drunk because I'm just sending links. So I sent it to two of the Ask the Fellas and Travis from It's Funny You'd Say That, Irma, and then her husband, Chavo. How are you?
Good.
Good. I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. It's been a while. I haven't... done a whole lot of podcasting. It's just I did do that one with my buddy DJ Tommy and Boo Boo and her sister, which was a lot of fun.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was just a crazy time. But I haven't really, I don't know. I'm listening to everybody's podcasts, and it's like I'm really enjoying them because, you know, you've put some out. Chavo's put out a couple. You know, of course, Chicano, which is pretty consistent, Ask the Fellows, all those guys. And it's like I keep telling myself, I got to do it. And then I don't. So.
That's okay. Did you have a nap before?
I think I caught a little nap, yes.
Oh, nice. What did you do today?
Today was kind of an easy day at work. Mondays and Tuesdays are usually busy days for me. Mondays, I have to be at work early, like around 6, 5:30 to 6. because I'm working at a hospital, and I have to go into surgery, and I work with a doctor that does pain management, so he does injections. So like Monday went in, and our first case started at 7, and then we did 13 procedures back to back, and each one takes about 30 minutes. And so it's just a constant rotation. Bring in a patient, do the injections, get the patient out, dress the table, next patient comes in, and it's just nonstop. So I didn't get to eat lunch until about 1:30. Oh, wow. And I was tired because I was on my feet that whole time. Didn't really get to sit. And plus I'm working with the machine. And then I have to, because it's radiation, I have to wear a lead apron for protection. And it's kind of heavy, but not because it's balanced out. But it's just a lot of movement going back and forth, moving the equipment, helping roll the patient on the table. And so it's a lot of work involved. And then on Tuesdays, the other doctor has clinic. And so he wants me to be there from the start of his clinic till the end of his clinic in case he orders any MRI exams. And so I usually start about 7:30 and get out of there by 7:30. So on average, I can put in maybe 22 hours just on Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are my easier days. And so today, I was just doing prep work. Remember I mentioned about the survey that we're doing at the hospital?
Yeah.
For accreditation? Well, it's an unannounced survey. And it's this independent company, and they come out and they spend 2 days. And they came out yesterday, and then they did part of the survey, and then they're having to come back. And so yesterday was a little bit tougher because we was having the survey and I was working with those patients. So today was kind of easy day. So I got out of there about 4:00. So.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. So I was just doing more prep work for the survey, getting things together, had a quick meeting and things like that. So. We don't have a whole lot of meetings, but here lately we've been having quite a few because of all the notes that we've been taking, getting feedback, and so we got to make changes. We got to, you know, like I said, do a lot of preparations, getting everything ready so that, you know, like you can't have any expired supplies anywhere. So we have to constantly be going through our supplies because they're all dated, you know, at different times. And so if you've got something that, let's say, it is going to be expired in a week or so, you got to keep checking all your supplies regularly. So
very important for a hospital to have.
Yay.
Yeah. Don't have expired things.
Yay.
One time I wore sunblock and it was expired and I'm like, oh, it'll be okay. And no, I was like really burnt.
Well, you're pretty fair skinned anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
it was bad. I was like a fire truck red.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, who's that? Oh, Irma.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was like, wait.
So Texas Truckle has a different voice. His name is Irma now.
Yeah.
He transitioned.
Thank you for joining. Thank you so much for joining, Irma and Dave.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Is this your first time meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
That's cool. Well, welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. I was going to say what you usually say, Dave, on Mindless Digital.
Who's ready for another episode?
Who's ready for another episode of the Bombtastic Podcast?
I am.
I know I am.
Thanks.
So, Irma, you're going to take Texas Chuckle's spot, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy that you joined.
I mean, it was last minute, so, you know, I had to cancel some things. I'm scared. No.
Funny.
This is fun.
Sent an invite to two of the Ask the Fellas and your husband, Chava 101. Did? Yeah, I just sent it right after. It was Dave's idea.
Uh-huh.
And to you, Travis, it's funny you say that.
So when you sent me the invite, Edgar was here and I was like, do it. But then he's like, no, I can't because his aunt just showed up from Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was like, no, I'm just going to go hang out with her for a little bit. Uh-huh. I was like, okay.
He can always join later because the link is in his messages. So.
Okay.
I thought maybe you had him washing dishes or something.
Oh, no.
With the little apron on and everything.
No, not tonight.
Who washes the dishes more?
I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I like to clean as I cook, so I don't like when there's a mess as I'm cooking, so I just get it over with.
That's good to do.
Yeah.
I know, because I have a house full of boys. And boys are dirty, so it's like they'll have a bunch of dishes in their room, and then they come down. That's the worst. It really pisses me off because I'll get in there and wash dishes, and it's like all of a sudden they come down, and they got like three glasses and a couple of bowls or whatever. And it's like, really? You got to bring them down now when you see me washing dishes? And so when I go in the kitchen to cook, I hate to see any dishes, so I have to get rid of the dishes before I can start cooking. And my wife tells me the same thing. Well, why don't you wash them as you get rid of them, as you know, stop using them, just throw them in there, start washing them. It's like, it's easy for you to say because you're not cooking, you're not cleaning. So
yeah.
So, but yeah, I get it. Oh, by the way, I was in the grocery store, a local, it's a chain. I don't know how. Maybe it's regional. It's called Kroger. I don't know if y'all have Kroger out there or in California.
No.
But I guess it's just kind of in the Texas area. So I saw some Lay's ketchup chips.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
So what kind of store is Kroger? Like, is it like?
It's a grocery store.
Like a regular one or like a fancy?
Well, they have. This one is just a regular one, but they do have like a Kroger market. Where it's got more stuff to it, and so, but this is just like a regular grocery store. It's like a Safeway.
Did you try them?
No, I didn't buy them because I was in there real quick, and I just saw them on the shelf, and so I just grabbed what I needed and I took off.
Because I know Pop from Chicano-ish wants you to try them.
I will. I'm gonna go. I'll go back and pick them up and see what they're like. I also saw some mustard flavored ones too.
All right. So should we do these questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is not going to work because it was for you and Diego. I guess we'll just do that another time, right?
Sure.
But I could say it anyways. Antonio Lopez. You know who that is, right?
Yes.
All right. Antonio was like, Dave from Houston and Diego from Dallas. Have you guys met before being in the comedy scene? If so, when was the first time? And have you guys ever performed together?
Yes and yes. Diego and I met for the first time face-to-face. Back in April, I think it was the last week in April, the last Friday in April. We were both on the same comedy show here in Houston. He came in to feature, and I was hosting that night. And so I was really excited about it because we had been talking. Because he and I know, well, my buddy that was putting on the show, promoting the show, has worked with both of us, but we've all never been on the same lineup. And so this was a big deal for us. And it was an awesome show. We had probably 50 or 60 people that night. Diego got up on stage. He did 20 minutes worth of time and killed it. He did a little bit of roasting. He did a little bit of observational crowd jokes. He did crowd work and regular jokes. Hey, man, he was really good that night. Really enjoyed working with him.
That's cool. And he sent a picture of you and him together.
Yes.
You guys looked like a cute couple.
We did. We were just hanging out by the bathrooms. And,
yeah. You
know, it's like, hey, let's take a picture for Elisa.
Aw.
It's like, all right. I didn't even get to see the picture. Really? Did he send it to you? Yeah.
If I still have it in the messages, I'll send it to you. I was so happy. I was with Kelly at the time. And then I was like, oh, look. Anyways. Okay. Okay, so Jonathan Rios from Arizona. Antonio Lopez is from California. Jonathan Rios from Arizona wanted to know, what is your best Yo Mama joke?
Oh, man. I don't really do that kind of... I don't really go into the roast battles or do those kind of Yo Mama jokes.
I know. It's like he sent this maybe like five days. I have one that I
made up. It says, your mama's so fat, her eyelids have stretch marks. it's just stupid, but yeah.
What about you, Irma?
Me? Oh, no. I don't mess with mamas.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Well, we tried. But thank you, Dave, for that one.
Sure. Well, since we're talking about it, like insults and stuff, Irma, do you know that me and your husband have this ongoing thing where we send each other as many offensive videos as we can find to try to insult each other? Has he ever shared that with you?
No. What? Who's winning?
I think we're even.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets some good ones and I get some good ones. And so you should ask him to share that with you. Or maybe he doesn't want you to know about that. But
oh, well, it's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of your husband, Edgar, also known as Chabo, he has the podcast Chabo 101, and it's all in Spanish, except for when I hear my name sometimes. the first time I heard it, I was like, are you talking about like me or are you talking about someone else? I didn't even know. And he confirmed it was me. So I'm like, okay, I'll repost it. But he wanted to do an improv time with Chuckle and Dave, but you're going to be Chuckle, okay?
Oh, no, I already know.
Oh, you know?
Yes, I know.
Aw, thank you for joining. Oh my God. Ready?
Oh, no.
So Edgar wants to know, improv time. Irma and Dave go to Canada and meet a stranger, Elisa, at a bar. They both like her. Let's hear those pickup lines. And then he said, I have to act too.
Oh.
How about we'll mention that both of you are married, so this is just a joke. And this is coming from your husband, so.
I mean,
okay, if you see Elisa in the bar, what would you do or say?
Oh, man. I'm so rusty.
It could be like anyone, but if you have a pickup line, what would your pickup line be?
Okay. Well, Okay, here's a pickup line I used a long, long time ago. I was at the mall, and there was this girl, and she came and she says, "Are you finding everything okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "How does this shirt? How do you think the shirt would look on me?" And she says, "Oh, I think it would look great." And it's like, "Well, how would it look on the floor in your bedroom?"
Oh God.
Yeah, it didn't work.
You actually said that?
Yes.
What did she say?
No. It's like she just walked away.
Oh my gosh.
Needless to say, I did not buy that shirt and I left.
But I had someone try on pants, and it was like men's pants, and then they try it on and they're like, "Oh," like looking at their, like trying to, and then they're like, "Can I see what yours looks like?" And I'm like, "I'm not even wearing the same pants." It was really weird.
The thing about pickup lines is you have to be really, really confident in it.
Yeah.
And it has to be something that's really smooth, that's not going to be offensive.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that maybe compliments the other person in a way.
Or makes them laugh.
Or makes them laugh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Irma, you're in a bar. What are you going to say to me? And I have to act it out because he said I have to act out too. Act it out.
I've never had to do this.
Give us the picket line that you use with Chavo.
Oh no.
And it's just a joke, so like you can
You
can act flirty to me.
I don't know.
Okay. How about if I see Irma in California in a bar? Should we play it the other way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Oh, God. This is hard. What color are your eyes?
Not so easy, huh?
Yeah.
What color are your eyes?
Brown.
Okay. You know what? Everything I think of, it sounds really creepy. I don't think people should have pickup lines.
No, there's not. There's never a good situation to have.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no correct.
Yeah.
If I did like, I would just be like, "Hey, can I sit next to you?"
Okay.
You're supposed to say
"Yeah, sure."
And then I'd be like, "Oh, what are you drinking?"
Vodka Red Bull.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Can I try some?
No, get your own drink. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding.
I know. But yeah, I think if I wanted to like talk to someone, I would just be like, "Hey, are you with anyone right now? Do you want to hang out?" That would be my pickup line. Yeah. Have you ever had someone come up to you, Irma, and like give you a line?
No. I guess the only times it's like when we're like at a club and they just like pull up to me and like try to force me to dance.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, I don't want to dance. Get away.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people at like when we're at a club and yeah.
Yeah.
They don't really get it. I've had to call security one time.
Really?
Yeah. There was a guy that I think he wanted to like, he was trying to like hug me or something. And then my cousin tried to stop it. And he started choking my cousin and we had to call security. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, all the way from El Paso, Texas, which is probably, how close is that to you, Dave?
Not close at all. I think it is, I want to say like a 12-hour drive, maybe longer. Wow. Yeah.
I've actually heard the podcast from Mindless Digital, and it's Two Coaches Me.
Right.
And they have a question. What is your go-to bad word in Spanish?
My go-to?
I have one.
Pinche?
Yeah.
I don't cuss in Spanish. I guess the worst thing that I usually say, and it I don't know why, but it's always in reference to myself when I do something wrong. I say, I'm pendejo. And that's usually the worst of it.
Pendejo. Yeah, pendejo. I've heard that before. What about you, Irma?
Well, okay. So I never really knew a lot of like Spanish, like bad words until I met Edgar.
And he broadened your vocabulary.
Yeah. So now every time I say a bad word in Spanish, he's like, oh my God, like you say so many bad words. I was like, dude, you taught them to me. Like, so it's like, and then he just laughs about it because he's like, oh my God, you sound so funny. I was like, well, you know, but I don't know. Sometimes when I get frustrated, I just say estúpido, like stupid. Mm-hmm. But I don't really think that's a bad word.
What's the worst one you say?
I don't want to say.
What does it rhyme with? I won't understand anyways. It's okay.
No, I know, but a lot of people will. it's not really a bad word, I guess. Yeah. Well, Edgar, he says it a lot, and he just says pinches putadas. Or like, what else does he say? I guess that's pretty much it. Or like pinche estúpido or like baboso.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like sometimes I just start saying random shit. I don't even know what I'm saying. And then he's like, whoa, calm down. I was like, I don't even know what I'm saying. And he's like, do you know what you're saying? I was like, no. I was like, you taught me all these things, but you never told me what they were.
They just spill out.
Yeah. So I don't know. And now it's funny because Jay walks around like, he's just like, fuck you. Like, and we were like, ooh, where'd you get that from?
Aw. They're but so cute.
But yeah.
So I'm trying to think if your husband, like, because I listened to his podcast, mm-hmm. if I heard pinche, but I think I heard it first from Israel. Pinche.
Pinche?
Yeah, and then I just heard it more and more on here. Mm-hmm. The podcast. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So Kelly has a question, or she wants us to rap battle and start with the word elephant. And
these people really want me to embarrass myself, don't they? I know.
And I wasn't supposed to be here.
I know. But you joined.
Well, if I would have known, I was.
Okay, you think about you. You think about it. I'm going to be right back because I have to go to the washroom. So just 1 second. But you guys think, okay? You guys can talk shit about me, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
We're going to time you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming up with nothing here.
Yeah, same. I don't.
We may have to skip this one.
All right, I'm back.
See, it was just a minute.
Okay, Dave, you start.
While you were pooping, Irma and I decided that we were going to skip this one.
Yes.
Oh, what? Come on.
Well, you don't have to. You can do it if you want.
Why don't
That's really hard because, one, I don't... Rapping is not easy.
Okay, how about we do like it in like poetic form? Well, rapping is poetic, right? But like...
Yeah.
Not rap... Or what do you call it when you're... Like a haiku?
A what?
A haiku? Or
it doesn't have to rhyme.
It can rhyme, but you don't have to sing it or
okay
rap. Okay, so like it's kind of like a one word story or like a sentence. How about we do a sentence each?
Like, you have to start with elephant.
Yeah. So do we like say a sentence and then end it with elephant because it said start with elephant, but.
Or just use the word elephant.
Or like elephant. I like to ride my elephant. That sounds really bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, elephant. It's not very relevant.
Oh, you're doing great.
I'm in my element. Elephant element. I have mosquito repellent. Wait, that's... Okay, at least like try, guys.
Okay. Hang on. I have to bring my dog in. I'm trying to think here. So my elephant is in my tent again. What do I do about my elephant?
Wait, what?
My elephant is in my tent again. What do I do about my elephant? I started and ended with elephant.
That makes more sense because I don't know. Okay, Irma, go.
I'll pass.
Dave, don't you think Irma would be a good co-host?
Absolutely.
I even thought about putting like the changing the Bombtastic Podcast logo to two girls.
Wait, what?
Like my logo to have you with me.
Me?
Yeah.
Wait, for real? Me? I'm just kidding.
Why not?
I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
What kind of dog do you have, Dave?
I have a Boston Terrier.
Aw. They're cute.
Those are cute.
He's hyper. You know, we got him fixed, and we thought that was going to take care of the humping issues. I think it made it worse. He has this, my son had this stuffed animal that one of his little girlfriends had. Gave him, and so she's an ex-girlfriend now, so he don't care about the stuffed bear, so he gave it to Bruno. That's our dog's name. He gave it to Bruno, so Bruno's been chewing on it and he chewed a hole in it, and then he started humping it, and so he's just going away and just humping this stupid bear, and there's like stuffing flying everywhere.
And oh, wow.
So there's stuffing all over the floor right now because he was messing with it earlier, where he was just kind of throwing it all over the place and just taking advantage, doing what he would with that damn bear.
Did you name him after Bruno Mars?
No, my wife actually named him. She always names the dogs.
Aww.
And I'm not sure why she named him Bruno, but she named him Bruno. It's like, no, we don't like that name. And then after we looked at him, or after we, you know, saw him, and it's like, yeah, he looks like a Bruno.
How many dogs have you had?
Since the beginning of time?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably the very first dog I remember was it was a Dachshund Weenie Dog mix. That was my favorite dog growing up. It was my first dog and favorite, and I was really attached to him. And he just died of old age. So that was the first one. And then we had another weenie dog mix after that. Her name was Daisy. And then, let me see. I don't remember after that. I don't remember.
Did you say weenie dog?
Yeah, like dachshund.
Wiener.
Wiener, weenie, whatever.
Like the wiener dogs, like the long ones? Aw. Yeah. So cute.
So, and then when my wife and I got married and we were living in Dallas, we bought a boxer. And then had another boxer after that. We've had three boxers. And then now the Boston Terrier.
Oh.
Because they almost look like boxers, but they're smaller versions of them. And it's like, the boxers are great. They're hyper too. And they try to be lap dogs, but they can't be lap dogs because they weigh about 80 pounds. But Bruno's just the right size. You know, he's not too big. He weighs about a little bit less than 30 pounds, but he's hyper as heck.
Dave grew up with, like, the wiener dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, like, seen one?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're really cute. I've only seen, like, one or two, I think, in my life.
Yeah, I've only seen one.
There's a big... Yeah. You can Google this picture of it's a mix between a dachshund wiener dog and a pit bull, and it's got the wiener dog body and this the pit bull head. What? It looks so weird. So weird because the head is so big for the body. It's crazy.
I'm gonna look that up after.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we're back. So we did a rap battle. That was a pretty good rap battle.
Yeah, I'm not going to win any awards for that.
Okay, what can go wrong podcast? Okay, what can go wrong podcast? Give us some fun facts about Canada. We only know y'all are nice, have moose, and are on fire. Yeah. So, a fun fact about Canada. Well, Vancouver, Canada, it doesn't snow all of the time. Did you know that, guys?
Yes.
I was going to ask, you know, how cold is it throughout the year? I mean, or how long does your winter, I guess, last?
I would say it starts getting cooler in September. Cold in October, colder in November, and very cold in December to February. And then March, it starts getting like rainy, and then it gets warmer. So right now it was, it's been sunny, but today it was like cloudy and sunny. I was talking to Irma yesterday about this. Because it was the same in California. And apparently, like, in Vegas this year, it was colder than over here. Or, like, up here. You know what I mean?
Really? Yeah,
like, they were colder. than us for a while.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And another fact is not everyone knows French, even though it's on like every label, but I don't know. I know more Spanish than French. This is for everyone listening. Not all Canadians live in Toronto. Why does everyone think I live in Toronto?
Because it's probably one of the cities that we recognize most about Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, really? You don't think like Vancouver is important?
I think it's important.
Well, honestly, to be honest, I don't know if I knew of Vancouver. Or the only reason I know of Vancouver, besides, you know, you live in there, is because of the basketball team, the Grizzlies, that were there.
Oh yeah.
Are they still there or did they move? They moved, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, see, I'm not in touch with basketball much.
It's like an American team now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember which one, but I was like, I didn't even know they were still around, and then I like found out it was in America, so yeah.
Yeah.
Another fun fact, not all Canadians are nice. I'm going to lose followers.
Oh, tell us some Canadian slang words.
I don't even know.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know. Do I ever say? I don't think I say anything different than you guys. Like I don't say A, but a lot of people, some people do. There's that other one, a hoser. I don't say that, but they do. They say, some people say that. When Spiro came to visit, he would like make fun of us and say like hoser and stuff, and that's where I learned the word. And I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that like spray painted a lot around here. But he also noticed that we say sorry a lot.
You do?
Like just me or Canadians?
No, like all Canadians, not just you.
Dave, have you noticed that?
That you say sorry?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that was...
Now I'm going to have to start paying attention to see.
Yeah.
I'm going to start counting it in your podcast and then give you a total, give you a tally.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I won't even notice if I say it, but like when I bump into someone on the street, we both say like, sorry, right away. So.
Well, yeah. See, Canadians are nice.
Not all of them. Yeah.
Here in the States, you bump into some, hey, asshole, watch where you're going.
Yeah.
I guess it depends, too. Okay, What Can Go Wrong podcast. They also said, just for fun, for $1 million, how long would it take to eat 10 ounces of random people's scabs?
Oh.
How long would it take, Dave?
How much?
For $1 million.
No. How much scabs? Oh,
10 ounces.
10 ounces. Okay. Probably not very long.
Oh, God.
Would you do it, though?
For it depends $1 million. On where they came from.
Does it matter?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But it's still gross.
Well, you said it was just for fun.
I don't know if I'd do it. I'd rather not. What about you, Irma?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I'd probably be able to do it in less than 10 minutes.
Can I throw up after?
But they get your, have to eat it
get the check first.
Regurgitate.
Yeah, like 20 minutes maybe. Maybe less.
So you would do it?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
$1 million?
Can you put hot sauce on it?
Oh, I know.
If maybe for $1 million, if I could put like a sauce on it. Yeah. Anyways. All right.
Ketchup and then make them catch and chips. Buffalo sauce.
I don't know. Like, if it was like just that, I don't think I would take the $1 million. I would gag too much.
Oh, I know.
Okay, Barlow's. Barlow's from Ask the Fellas. He wants to know, where have you had the best Mexican food? City and place.
Best Mexican food. Let me see. I'm trying to think. The best.
What about you, Dave?
That's hard.
Best Mexican food. Let me see. We have so. That's the thing about like in California and Texas, there's such a huge population, a Mexican population, that there's a ton of places that easily could be the best.
Mm-hmm.
I got two places, but I can't even think of their names right now. that's so crazy. But the is it authentic Mexican food? Are you talking about Tex-Mex or either one?
I think just your favorite out of everything.
Oh, best Tex-Mex by far here in Houston is Papacito's. And they're a chain, and they're not even they're owned by it's a Greek family, and they have this huge chain. I mean, they just built it up. They got seafood, they got barbecue, they've got Greek restaurants, you know, and so it's the best. They have the best fajitas ever, and they cook them just right. They cook them medium. Medium to medium well is the best. I think they can cook a medium, and it's the best. And they're packed, and service is always on point. If you work at one of those restaurants, you are going to work because they're always busy, always busy.
So what was it, Papa's what?
Papacitos.
Papacitos.
Yeah. The family name is Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S. Like I said, they're Greek. Yeah. So Papa Doe, Pappas seafood. Papa Doe is it's like a Cajun seafood restaurant. And then they have just a regular restaurant, a seafood restaurant. Then they have the Tex-Mex. Then they have a Greek, which is, I think it's called Mama Yaya's or something like that. Mama Mia, I don't know. I've only been there like once or twice, and so that's by far and the drinks are best too. They got great bar.
Sounds really good. Do you ever like get so hungry that you order like Mexican food and like Greek food and together?
No, because their Greek restaurant isn't close by. But I'm a big fan of Middle Eastern food, like Lebanese, Greek, I love that. I love the gyros. I love the kebabs.
If you guys come here, there's the Lebanese place and the Chicken Rocket. I was just telling someone, I forget who, but oh my god, You will love it. The chicken rocket. Oh.
What is it?
Like Lebanese wrap, like what do you call it?
The shawarma.
Shawarma. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think once a week I go to either Turkish doner or Lebanese doner, or I get
poached. Yeah.
I have to get it like once a week.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, I'm a big fan of hummus, and so it's like anytime I go, it's like. Even if hummus does, if it's not a side, I have to ask for side. Yeah. The hummus.
There is a place a block away. It's called Don Ozo's, and they have tacos that like it tastes just like the ones I had in San Antonio. I tried out the street tacos in San Antonio, and they were so good. And I'm like, I won't find anything close. Over here, but this one is really good, and it's only a block away, so that is a good place. And then obviously the ones in San Antonio were good, and then obviously the food in Mexico in Cancun was so good.
It was
Irma, that chicken burrito I was in love with
from the place across the street.
Yeah Dave, it was, so we stayed at, where did we stay? But it was across the street from the hotel, but it was like, it was more for like locals, and so it wasn't like a hotel, like.
Right, it wasn't the touristy type restaurants. Yeah.
But it was perfect because it was just across the street, and there was a OXXO right next to it. And anyways, we'd go there. I mean, like Kelly and I would go almost every day to that place and get fresh margaritas and the chicken burrito. Oh, God. All the sauce, I would just pour everything on top and just eat it. Even like the lime on the margarita, like on the rim, I would just take it off and just eat it all. It was really good. Where's your favorite place?
It's called, I think it's Taqueria de Anda or Tacos de Anda, something like that. And it's in, Santa Ana.
Where's that?
It's, in Orange County. It's like an hour and a half away from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you been, Dave?
No, never been to California.
You've never been to California?
Well... I've been to the airport in LA.
LA.
I guess it was when we were going to Seattle.
Oh.
I think we stopped there. We transferred, but the place that I like here when I'm not, it's not Tex-Mex. It's authentic. It's Taqueria del Sol, and it's a mom and pop shop, and they have the bakery next door, and it's been there forever. The dad runs it. He's pretty much given it to his sons, and they've taken it over, and they just consistent food all the way around, always. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
What kind of food did they have at the bakery?
No, they just have baked goods. It's a Mexican bakery, so they have the cookies, they have the conchas, they have the everything.
What is conchas?
Conchas is
Did I say it right?
Yeah, it's just a pastry. It looks like, they call them concha because it looks like a shell, because it has these lines on it.
Yeah,
and it looks like a dome. And they have the different colored sugar on top that's baked in it. And, I mean, Irma knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. You need to find a panaderia close to you.
Yeah, it sounds good. Maybe you can send me some.
Yeah, didn't you say that there was a store? Was that you that was saying that there was a store by you
where
you can buy some Mexican goods? check with them. Maybe they can, if they don't have them there, maybe they can get them for you.
Okay, so I'll be like, where are the Quanchas?
The Quancha, yeah.
Victorious from Ask the Fellas. You listen to that, Dave, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He has a listener question. And then this is where Barlas would go like, we have listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. So something that is not great and you can get tired of easily. So I need your help. What is something that would suck to have to eat every day for a year?
Every day. Cup of noodles.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Like, bologna.
I can eat it, but I'm not a big fan of it. That's not my go-to deli meat.
Oh, no.
So it's like, nah.
I used to love bologna. And I remember Pops from Chicano-ish, he said he liked bologna.
Yeah. Although I saw this reel the other day where this guy was, he bought like these two big thick cuts, slices of bologna. Thick cut. I'm talking thick, thick.
Yeah.
And fried them up and made a bologna sandwich with the fried egg and cheese on top. That actually looked good. But I couldn't do that every day for a year.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way.
Maybe.
I don't know. I could do beans and rice every day. I don't know. Maybe.
Beans and rice?
Yeah, I could do beans and rice every day. You wouldn't want to be around me after eating those beans and rice or the beans. But yeah, I don't think I could ever get tired of them.
I feel like toast would be like the only thing maybe because you can like decorate it. that you wouldn't get sick of, but yeah, I can see like how like a cup of noodles, like you can have it like maybe once or twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
After like the third day, no.
Yeah, I don't do much cup of noodles or ramen, the instant ramen stuff.
And he has another question. Would you rather go to jail for 5 years and be able to eat anything or to be able to eat anything you want or go to jail for 1 year but only be able to eat oatmeal?
I'll take the 1 year and the oatmeal.
1 year, yeah.
Yeah, 1 year. Why 5 years? I'd rather, like, go on a diet and eat oatmeal. Would you be able to eat oatmeal every day?
Like the whole day or just once?
Like once a day.
Because I eat it once a day.
Every day?
Yeah.
I could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did it for a while and then I kind of got sick of it, so I stopped. But you eat it every day. Like, what do you put in it?
Me? Just brown sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like raisins in my oatmeal.
Yum.
Yeah, brown sugar and raisins. And sometimes I'll, I actually really like the oatmeal from McDonald's. I don't know if you guys like it from there, but it comes with the fruit pack. And you just put it in there. And I don't know what else they put in there, but it's a good oatmeal for something quick.
I don't think I've had it. I've had it at Starbucks.
I've had it at Starbucks too, but I prefer the McDonald's if I'm not going to do from home.
Yeah. Have you tried it, Irma?
I've never had it, no.
How do you eat your oatmeal? Do you like it on the drier side or more on the wet side?
Wet.
Yeah, I don't know, I like it drier.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yes.
What time is it there? It's like 9, 10. Is it 10, 20?
It's 10:22. Yeah, well, I did get a little nap in this afternoon, so I'm okay right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have me?
Had to prepare.
Thank you for preparing and, like, giving us your time for this.
Absolutely. Always for the Bombtastic Podcast.
Aww. Well, are you having any upcoming shows with Freckle or?
No, actually, I've got a show coming up this Saturday.
Father's Day.
Yeah, well, it's a Father's Day comedy show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring Your Dads Out. And so, and he's, I think he's going to be in town. I think he's going to be in Houston and he's going to be on a different show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to be able to hook up with him. So, but, yeah, but he's told me that, you know, down the road, a couple of months from now, probably I'll go do his show. He's got a room that he does shows at, so I'll make the trip up to Dallas and do that.
Yeah, but Dave?
Yeah?
He also said he'd be on this podcast episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, he better not fall asleep. He'll do me like Freddie, invite me to Vegas, and I go up there, and then he's not in Vegas. He took off, and so I'll go up to Dallas, and Diego fell asleep, and he canceled the show, and I don't get to do anything. So, good point. I remember that.
Have you met Freddie?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have met Freddie?
Yeah.
Okay.
He came. He came down to Houston and did a show with us.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then he came over to my house and we podcasted.
I went to his house. I got to meet his dogs, and meet Lizzie and everything. It was pretty cool. That was.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun. And that's when I met Irma for the first time in Vegas.
Yep.
And then we ended up going to Mexico.
I know, right?
I was like, are you serious? Are you inviting me to Mexico? I've never been. And then, like, yeah, it was fun.
You guys took, y'all, you literally took the whole family, Irma, didn't y'all?
Yeah. It was Edgar's sister's 21st birthday, and she wanted to go there. So we all just booked our flight, and we got a room, and we just, yeah. It was just out of nowhere. Like, she's like, oh, I want to go to Cancun. And we're like, okay, let's go to Cancun.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures that were posted. And it's like, man, that they did take the whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet most of Edgar's family. And it actually, like, by the end of it, like, at the airport when I was saying bye to his dad and his mom, I was like, thank you, like, for inviting us. And it actually feels like we were part of the family there. Dave, where can we find you?
Instagram is where I spend most of my time. So you can find me at Dave_jokes. I do have Facebook, but I don't really do much on there. I just kind of check in every now and then to see what people are doing. Mostly keep up with family. Mm-hmm. But I don't post anymore because every time I post, it's usually because I'm drunk and I get in trouble because during football season, I'm posting all the different memes where I'm poking fun at the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys football team. And I have a big family that are Cowboy fans. And my wife keeps telling me, stop it. You're going to offend somebody. And so I don't do that anymore. I don't drink and post.
I actually remember when you were posting one night and it was on my Facebook, Dave Nunes is posted a new thing, and then
yeah, and it's like one right after the other.
Yeah.
It's like, stop it already.
No, so, I didn't care. It was funny. Okay, yeah. Irma, where can we find you?
On Instagram, Irma_Gomez1.
Cool. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining and taking a nap before. And yeah, it was fun with you guys.
So much.
Always. Fun. Always. I got to work on my rapping skills, though.
Same.
What rhymes
my pickup lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Pickup lines and yeah, whatever rhymes with elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.